We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
No doubt now.
Don't put your country twist on.
Oh, man. All right. It's that time. It's that time here on a Friday. Let's mix things on up, dude. What do we got here, Frog Boy?
All righty then. This mixed bag is brought to you by
Broward Health.
Broward Health.
Well into your future.
Yes, indeed. Now we have quite a bit on our slate today.
This bottle of water's too big.
That is a huge bottle of water, but I'm proud of you for balancing your caffeine intake with your hydration intake.
When you say balance.
Okay.
One for one?
Not really a balance.
I do see two Celsius. So Celsii? I don't know. I've
had a green apple today.
Celsius.
But you guys will be proud of me. I'm only like a fourth of the way through this one. So
look, I have this one that I cracked open this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm still going at it.
Yeah, still going at it, dude.
Good.
Responsible.
You can take a horse to water.
Wow. But I also have this, so.
Woof. Mm. What do you got in the mixed bag?
I tried the Tobin method.
Mm.
Just black. Straight black, baby.
What do you got today in the mixed bag, Marcos?
I got a bag filled with $300,000.
Ooh.
That is, of course, if I am awarded a bonus this weekend at UFC 300 by Dana White.
Ooh.
As you know, during these major events, Fight of the Night, and various other reasons, people are given bonuses, but they are never usually $300,000. Special event, special amount. This is what Dana White had to say.
What did you say? Both guys want bonuses raised from 50K for the special card. Can we make this happen?
What should it be raised to?
Three times. 100,000.
300.
Go three times.
300.
300.
300. 300.
300. It's done.
Yes.
Whoa.
Oh.
Look at that.
Hey, now, if I may.
Stop asking me questions.
That had a little WWE feel to it.
You think that reporter was a plant?
No. Or the guys yelling.
Well, the guys yelling are the fighters.
Yeah, but still. But still, even they know Dana because they say 50,000, 100,000. So they know Dana, right?
300,000.
So it must have been pre-planned because also Dana would tell him shut the hell up and fight. So there's also that, right? But I think, me personally, I think this is an indication of what they feel about the card. That they think they need something to spruce it up a little bit. Right?
Hey, 300.
Because when your best fight or the fight that should be number one is third, them other fights better step up.
300,000 will do that. So that's going to be, usually they give out, what, two bonuses in a fight of the night. So that's over a million.
That is indeed.
No, that's 900,000.
No, because if it's fight of the night, they don't split the 300,000. They each get 300,000.
Oh,
okay. My bad. See, I thought it was just the winner.
No.
Same.
Fight of the night goes to both.
Yeah, because it's fight, not necessarily.
Well, so he's giving more incentive for them to go out and beat the hell out of each other.
Yeah.
Don't be grappling. Don't be holding and hugging on the cage. I want to see haymakers, kicks. I want the full everything. Yeah, that absolutely. He's trying to pick up the.
I'll tell you what, it does sway me betting wise because I'm sitting here and I'm like, all right. You know, people are going to be swinging for that finish.
And you know, some people are susceptible to peeking, taking a little looky-loo and getting a foot in the teeth.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
Last UFC 299 was where, Tobin?
Down here in Miami.
Down here in Miami, what some people like to refer to as their home.
Mm-hmm.
One of those people, Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa.
This definitely feels like home to me. You know, I've said this before, but this is where both of my kids, you know, were born. This is where we're going to raise, you know, our family with me and Anna. And this is the city that you know, chose me to be their quarterback.
Wow.
And I'm very grateful. I'm very honored for that. I don't take any of that lightly. And so, you know, I definitely call this home.
Let me ask you something, Marcos.
Yeah.
Can I say this real quick?
Can I say something real quick?
As long
I guess not.
As Tua has been married.
Great.
That is the first time he has mentioned his wife's name.
That's what I was thinking.
Yes.
That's what you're going to mention?
Now we know.
I was going to ask this.
Yeah.
How you feel about yourself, dude?
Oh,
you hate that guy?
No, I don't hate
him. How you feel about yourself, dude?
I don't hate him.
How do you feel about yourself, huh?
I hated him.
How do you hate that face? Look at that face.
A little less Christmas, huh? A little more.
See, everybody's saying, looks slim.
Does look slim.
Looks good.
Hey, he looks slim.
Dude,
he's got an extra tattoo.
Can you? It's a natural. It's a natural.
But how does he feel about himself? How does he feel? Well, listen, we've seen people go naturally the other way. Jamarcus Russell. So
yeah, you know what's crazy though. Like, the thing I'm most impressed with Tua is, no matter how bad it's been, no matter how unfortunate some of his situations.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Situations have been, since he's gotten down here, he's been that dude, right? And whether you like him or dislike him, you have to respect the fact that there's a lot of athletes that wouldn't be able to maintain that demeanor with all that he has been through. Fair enough?
Yeah, it is
so
fair.
So you got it. If you don't like him as a quarterback, you got to respect him as a person.
Yeah, but he doesn't. You
don't. Oh, no.
You don't. How do you feel, that. Dude? I hope never, you feel bad.
I feel a little bad.
I hope you feel bad.
I mean, I never said
and he says he's not holding out. Not holding out on Mike McDaniel, because he never would.
Yeah, well, soft.
So
which is exactly what they want.
Exactly. Look at them.
Oh, so you wait. So you think like we made what we thought was a fair offer to Tua?
Mm-hmm. No, you can say what you want. These teams play this game so they can. You see what I mean? So to say when he says I would never hold out and I would never do this, you best believe that goes into what the team now offers.
You know what?
How they go about doing their business.
You guys owe me an apology now that I think about it.
What do you mean?
Because what?
Everything that I predicted or I said needed to happen is happening. I wanted more mobility. He's slimmer than ever, looking quick.
Oh, okay. I apologize for not telling you to go to hell quicker.
Oh, wow.
Wait.
Backhand apology. Yeah.
Says, you understand who's demanding that a person is more mobile, right?
A little MTL.
You're a frog.
A little MTL.
You're limited. And you're saying you're making demands on somebody else to be mobile?
Just a little bit more mobile. And you know what? He doesn't need to get paid this offseason. And so far,
okay.
Looks a little
who's
slimmer.
The last, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
In all fairness, who's the last mobile quarterback to win a Super Bowl? Do you consider Patrick Mahomes mobile?
I do consider him mobile, absolutely. Yes.
He had some very crucial runs.
Okay, having the ability to make a play every now and then doesn't make you mobile.
Although you want to say who's, not, I'll tell you who's not slim.
Mm.
Patrick Mahomes.
That is very true.
He definitely looked like he enjoyed an ice cream cone right before the Super Bowl, right?
We actually have the same body.
I'm furious with these Chiefs, man. This damn Kelce, like he shacks up with old Taylor Swift. And he invents the fade, and now he's invented dad bod, too. I'm like, this is ridiculous. He's a professional athlete.
He's not the one claiming any of these inventions.
Oh, sure, he's not.
Denying
sure,
it.
He's not.
Oh, yes, he is denying them.
Never,
hey,
never
can I
heard
just
it.
Tell you.
You guys just want to hang on anything
think
around.
Think about what Tom Brady went through to take care of his body. Think about what Aaron Rodgers goes through.
Didn't need Lamar a strawberry, Jackson, dude.
Right? Patrick Mahomes. What, he got three Super Bowls?
Man, he's just
showing up. And he just, I'm dancing with what I got, baby. Let's go.
What else we got in the mix bag today, Marcos?
Speaking of quarterbacks, the Alpha.
Oh!
Cam Ward.
He's tough.
This is his new nickname. Heard it here first.
I do like that. I like that.
Loves Miami the same way Tua does, but there's one drawback that already has stuck out to Cam Ward, and I agree.
He's a 27-year-old.
He's 21.
Senior. 27.
You're a bastard. Jesus.
He's Chris Winkie.
This is what Cam Ward had to say about his opinion on the city of Miami.
I'll probably say the fishing for sure. Big fisherman. I caught a couple mangrove snappers. So I want to go mahi fishing. I haven't did that yet. But I'll probably say the least favorite though is that traffic. The traffic ain't no joke though. I tell you, it don't matter where you at. You on Red Road, you over here, US-1, that traffic ain't no joke.
Especially down there.
Hey,
look, traffic's bad here everywhere, but that campus.
Oh, that campus is terrible. Oh my goodness.
So bad. Might as well walk everywhere.
All you need to know is soon as 95 ends and you go to Federal, it's over.
Yep. Over,
it's
dude.
Over. Over. Over.
All right.
He's only 21?
Yeah, he's only 21.
Oh, no. You know what I'm thinking of?
You are Penix.
Isn't Penix been playing college basketball,
Penix had a bunch of ACL tears and
And look at him now.
No. He said I'm confusing him with McCormick. No, I was confusing him with Penix. Sorry, because I knew there was a quarterback that was old, like Chris Winkie old. Chris Winkie went in the first round there. He was 26, and he never played long. Never made it to 30.
I think De'Aaron King, when he came here, was a little older, too. I think he was 23 when he got here.
That's one more year at 23, that's fine.
But
when you start getting into, because now teams got to evaluate your situation.
He's okay. In fairness, he's turning 22 next month.
You know who's actually
that's really fine. That's 5 years.
Tua's brother.
What about him?
Tua's little brother has been in college football so long, somehow he's actually older than Tua. That's strange.
In college years,
he's 24 years old, bro.
24?
If he doesn't get drafted,
he's only like Tua's only what 26.
Tell you,
the Dolphins are definitely going to like bring in Tua's brother, right? Like,
Is he not going to transfer? Nobody.
I don't think so. I don't think he's eligible. He's out. Eligible. Remember, he was trying to
he tried to get.
There were all those rumors that he was going to come down here, but he couldn't get eligibility.
Tell you what, not invited to the combine and had a horrible pro day, from what I'm hearing. Looks like we can get him on the cheap skis.
No, why do you
cheap skis?
That's gonna be tough. Up space. Gonna be tough for Skylar Thompson. Be like,
two words.
Yeah,
graduate assistant.
What if Tua says? What if he's like, listen, I'll sign for $35 a year.
But
you got to sign my brother.
Oh, I'll sign his brother all day. How much is that gonna save me? Look at that. His brother's what getting
15 million?
I'm telling you.
620.
No. I'm not talking fit. No, he gets a Zoran Dragic minimum deal.
I'll give him 3 million. How about that?
But I'll take but Tua takes a haircut.
That's more than a haircut.
That's
dude.
A military buzz cut right there. And I am like,
yeah. What are you talking about?
That's a good deal.
He's going to make 50, 55 million at a minimum. And you want to give him 35?
55 minimum.
He's going to be so rich. Well, listen to him, man. He's such a good guy.
I like this offseason too. He's looking pretty tough. He's looking pretty tough.
We'll take a break. Back with more after this.
It's called development.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.